Hey, y'all, welcome to the Marty Smith's America podcast. This is volume 71, and man, it was a big week for me last weekend. I was in Lexington, Kentucky, as the Wildcats hosted the Florida Gators at Kroger Field. We'll get into that game a bit in a moment. We'll get into the games coming up this weekend and kind of what we're looking at. But first, before we start chatting today, I want to just take a moment to tell you guys about where I was Monday. I was at Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and I spent my morning with the Green Berets, the 5th Special Forces Group. They are the baddest ass dudes on earth. And what an unbelievable experience to see the way they operate. I can't get terribly deep into what I was doing there because you'll see much of it during our Veterans Day special that's coming up on SportsCenter in November. But when you show up at 4:35 a.m. on a concrete slab that's adjacent to a huge field, and these 12 men are preparing not only themselves but one another to jump in a helicopter, take that helicopter, to jump out of that helicopter, and then spend an entire morning going through this training exercise that would, trust me, end most of us. And you see the brotherhood, and you see the camaraderie, and you see tangibly and palpably the devotion that they have for one another, and how they spend this energy ensuring that they're the best version of themselves. I was so moved by the experience. I've been stewing on it now for probably 15 or so hours since I made a mad dash from Fort Campbell to the Nashville airport to get home. And the conversation that I was able to have with those gentlemen reshaped me. And you guys know how I talk about that. I talk about that dynamic that I believe fully that we're pieces of clay, and our acquaintances and friendships and relationships and moments reshape who we're going to be. And my time at Fort Campbell with the Special Forces and the 101st Airborne, the Screaming Eagles, I spent my afternoon with them. It did reshape me. It was a stark reminder for me of how proud I am to be American, and how proud I am to live in this nation, and how humbled I am that those guys are sacrificing so that we can have the lives that we have and the blessings that we have, and that I can be obsessed with a couple mistakes I make on a television program. It's so frivolous. I am forever indebted to those guys for giving me time, and I can't wait for you to see what we discussed. I can't wait for you to see that brotherhood. I can't wait for you to hear about that brotherhood. And I'll leave it there because I don't want to give away too much. I'll really dive into the experience later this fall after it airs, as we get towards Veterans Day. But it was another moment where I was reminded that if I see someone that's wearing that Vietnam hat, or if I see someone certainly that's wearing that World War II hat, it's my obligation to walk over there and thank them. It's my obligation to make sure that I pause for a moment to be grateful for living in this free country, living in this free land. Free, we are free. Not everybody around the world has that amazing, amazing opportunity. And freedom ain't free. We got a lot of people who are dying so that we can have this life. And I think that we lose sight of that. I don't feel like we respect it properly. I feel like we take it for granted so often that we can turn on a damn television on Saturday and be so, so juiced to watch a game and to watch the teams and the young men and women that we so admire compete. And we get so wrapped up in that. What an unbelievable luxury. I just am so appreciative of those guys. And my goodness, what an amazing blessing for me to go to Fort Campbell and to meet them and to hear them and to watch them work. Because I got to be immersed within it and reminded of how fortunate I am to have the opportunity to have my job and spend this time with you guys fellowshipping, whether it's Sports Center or Game Day or SEC Nation or the podcasting world or Marty and McGee or whatever it is, my book. What an unbelievable blessing it is to be American. So thank you to all those guys in the 5th Special Forces Group. Thank you to those guys in the 101st Airborne who spent an entire afternoon with me teaching me how to rappel. Again, that's a whole other story that I'll share later.
Did they make you just feel like you're inferior? Just like that you could do?
Yes. And I want to tell you this. I have a text group of some of my best friends in college football. It's college football administration. It's college football equipment. It's college football ops. And we have an amazing group. And I wrote on that, in that text string last night when I sprinted, and that is not hyperbole. I had about 8 minutes from the time I got dropped off at the Nashville airport or, departures door to get to my gate before they closed the door. I went full Usain Bolt, holding a bag in both hands as hard as I could go through that airport. It's funny, I got a tweet from a guy that said, "Hey man, I hope you made that plane. I saw you full bore running through the Nashville airport." And he wrote, "You still got it." I mean, I was going, son. And I made it and I sat down in that seat and I was so appreciative that I made it because I got to come home and hug my family before my kids went to bed. And I was dripping sweat and I sat there and I was overcome with the thoughts that I had about what I just experienced. Completely overwhelmed. I mean, you're talking about seeing guys put on 60, 80 pounds of gear and running, basically running for miles.
And they're running in boots too.
And it's 97 degrees outside and 100% humidity. I couldn't hardly stand being out there in regular old civilian garb. And here I am. I felt so worthless. And I told those guys in my text stream. That's where I was going with this rambling mess. I told my guys in my text stream, "Bet fellas, I love you. We are losers. I spent the day at Fort Campbell and we are all really, really losers." And one of my friends in that text group wrote back, "Quite the contrary, we are winners because of them." And son, that was such I haven't told that person this, but that was such a profound thing to say. That is the truth.
That's deep.
We are winners because we have those guys on our side. And if you go on my Instagram, although it might be gone by the time you guys hear this, I put the tiniest little snippet of what I witnessed on my Instagram story. And you see this soldier run up what is, for all intents and purposes, like a humongous quarter pipe. All right. Like a skater quarter pipe it's a huge piece, wooden structure that goes straight up and then kind of back over itself.
It's like if people watch American Ninja, it's like that, but only harder
with the wall
at the end of it. That's what it's similar to, but only the how it goes backwards where you have to go up. It's just harder.
Yeah. They ain't no American Ninja jumping out of a bird and running across a field and being a marksman on top of all of it, man, look, it's remarkable. And to my friend's point in that text stream, we're winners, man. We're winners because of them.
You didn't get in trouble with your phone this time, did you?
No, I didn't get in trouble with my phone this time, no. I left it alone. I left it in my pocket. But there's a whole other addendum to this story that I'm not telling, that I'll certainly tell Travis offline, and as we get on down the line and past our special airing, that I will share, because I might not share it. I don't know.
Well, if we do, I think we get Patrick Abrams, your producer, with, I think we bring him on and we'll have a full breakdown of it.
Yeah, I would love to chat with Patty about it, and Tom Engel and all the guys who run this initiative for ESPN, you can't imagine what goes into working with the special forces. It's a lot. And I'm so appreciative of those guys and all their hard work and the brotherhood that I have with them. It's an amazing brotherhood, because we have to have tremendous trust in one another. And I will tell you that those guys have done things for me. They have buoyed me in many ways and in many moments. And I love them. And I'm appreciative for them. Just like I'm telling y'all, I'm pretty transparent about such things, and I tell Travis that often too. It takes so many people for us to get on that box that you see on a Saturday, or to see Marty and McGee, or to listen to. It takes so many people for us to have this opportunity, and I'm so thankful and grateful for them, all of them. I mean, y'all can't imagine the amount of people it takes just to get me from one damn place to the next.
It's a village.
Starting with Laney.
Laney's the captain of our team.
She is. And then all of the people who are so wonderfully supportive at ESPN.
We need to get Team Laney t-shirts for everybody that has to get you going.
You should. It'd be funny one day. Wouldn't it be funny one day? Here's what y'all let us know if you think this is a good idea. Hit us up at Marty Smith ESPN, at Travis Rockhold. Go on and subscribe, rate, and review. That matters to us. It matters to our sponsors. It matters to the Levitard and Friends Network. It lets us know that you're listening. Wouldn't it be interesting if someday we could get put a podcast together with you, Randy, Pete, Brad Buchanan, Baron, Melinda Adams, Patrick, Tom, all these folks. All these folks, and that doesn't even include my feature folks, of what it's like to try to keep me between the ditches. It's man, and doing this SEC Nation thing, I can't tell you guys. Thank God for Baron Miller, Tom McCollum, and those guys, because I'm an emotional. I am an emotional mess at the end of that show. It's a hell of a thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely getting Team Laney t-shirts made.
You should. Yeah, we should get on the Guild and site, make some well, sandpaper t-shirts.
Well, I mean, Levitard's got the t-shirt website. Can we just get an addition to it?
We should. We should tell Mike Ryan, hey man, hey merch guy, we need some Team Laney t-shirts. And on the very, it should say Team Laney in big block letters on the front, and it should say "It Takes a Village" on the back. Before we move on, I want to remind you guys about how amazing ZipRecruiter is. I know we discuss ZipRecruiter often, basically weekly here on Marty Smith's America, and there's a reason. First of all, because they're an amazing company and their work stands for itself. But their support of our show is so, so massive, and we're so appreciative of that. Hiring can be a slow process. It can be, but there are so many examples now because of ZipRecruiter that it doesn't have to be, including Cafe Altura. Cafe Altura's COO, Dylan Miskowitz, needed to hire a director of coffee for his organic coffee company, but he was having trouble finding qualified applicants, so he went to ZipRecruiter for help. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its technology identifies people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. So you get qualified candidates basically immediately. Dylan posted his job on ZipRecruiter and said he was so impressed with how quickly he had great candidates at his disposal. He also used ZipRecruiter's candidate rating feature to filter his applicants so he could focus on more relevant ones that fit the description that he was looking for the position. That's how Dylan found his new director of coffee in only a couple days. See why ZipRecruiter is effective for businesses of all sizes. That includes yours. Try ZipRecruiter for free. $0, 0 cents, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/Marty. That's ZipRecruiter.com/MARTY. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter.com/Marty. Go find your candidate right now. And
speaking of coffee, quickly, what was the cold brew you and Patrick were all excited about?
Oh, my gracious sakes. It's, I don't know. We'll have to have him on to discuss this. This dude, man. Yeah, it's unbelievable, man. It's this concentrated coffee, this concentrated cold brew, and you're supposed to cut it. You're supposed to cut it with water. This cat just drinks it, man. I mean, it's no wonder he ain't 150 bills soaking wet, because his heart rate's at 190 all the time.
All right, next week we're having Patrick call in.
We're going to have Patty on, and we're going to discuss this chameleon cold brew. Let me see. Hold on a minute. Let me get on the Google machine and see if that's what it is. I think that's what it is. I think it's chameleon cold brew. That's it. All right, it's chameleon cold brew. It's concentrated coffee.
All right,
this jug is 32 ounces. All right, 32 ounces. And you're supposed to cut it to make it 64 ounces, which means there's 8 cups. All right, 8 8-ounce cups in the jug.
All right, so we'll have him on next
week. This cat just drinks it, man.
Speaking of beverages,
Listen to this. This says, specialty grade coffee beans, the perfect grind, a meticulous brewing process, sip the nation's original cold brew, and savor a bold, balanced buzz. Let me tell you something. Patty's equation ain't no balanced anything. It is gasoline in your blood, man. They kept trying to get me to try it at the base on Monday. Cause it was, look, man, we got to the base at like 5:15 in the morning. We're an hour from the sunrise. I'm like, guys, I got to find a Starbucks, man. I'm struggling. I'm tired. I need a Starbucks. And they're like, no, man, here, take this. Tom and Patrick are trying to pass me this chameleon brew. I'm like, fellas, if I have that, it's going to be an issue, man. I can't have that. And they're just, you know, they're loving it. They're laughing out loud. I think Patrick likes the vanilla kind. I don't know. We're going to have him on and discuss this math that he doesn't use for the chameleon cold.
Speaking of beverages, we might be having a brewmaster on in the coming future, too.
Say what?
Yeah, I reached out to him.
From where? Where'd you find him? What's his story?
I was notified of this. Long story, it doesn't need to be told, but there's a brewery down in Georgia, and so I emailed them and reached out to see if their head brewmaster and co-founder would come on, and they said yes. So,
okay.
We're going to have a brewmaster on in the coming weeks to talk about cold beer and canned beer.
I love it, dude. I like cold beer.
Yeah.
I'm a big, big fan of cold beer.
Yes. So,
so it's like a microbrewery master?
Yeah. You know, you can go there, you can tour it if you want, or people just go and drink there, you know.
We got a few. Now, listen now. We got a few brewers who have reached out either to CAA or to me or whatever, and they're interested in making Marty Party beer.
Yeah, we need this ginger pale ale created.
We need a ginger pale ale. We need an American flag can. This one guy at Kindred Spirit Brewing in Richmond, Virginia, he went to Radford. His name's Joe either Trottier or Trottier. And Joe is a Radford grad. He's a Radford alum. And he started his own brewery, Kindred Spirit, in Richmond. And he wants to do some Marty Party beer. He said, look, I like their company slogan. Let the spirit move you.
I like that.
Me too, because I let the spirit move me. You know another thing, dude? I think about this all the time. And I tell my kids this. One of like the pillars of life should be, and I don't care anymore. Like I don't care. I do. Okay. So I'm trying to say this accurately. I almost said, I don't care what people think. That's a lie. I'm still working through that.
That ain't true.
Right. I'm still working through those emotions and getting to the point where I don't care. But one thing I definitely don't care about is if the music's moving me, I'm dancing. All right. Like I'm like moving. I'm bobbing my head. I'm on an airplane. I don't care. And I want my children to be that way. I want them to be completely willing to be moved by the music. And one thing that just fills up my tank so much is how much my kids love music.
I was just going to ask that. Do they embrace all the music that you play?
I know they embrace all of it, but one of the cutest things I've ever seen in my life, Lainey and I were hanging out on Saturday. I got home from Lexington on Saturday, and I knew that I was turning right around and going to Nashville to go up to Fort Campbell on Sunday. I was going right back to the airport Sunday. So we wanted to make Saturday an awesome family evening, and we did. And we're sitting there enjoying ourselves, having a couple pops, and my daughters were playing in the water. And I had on my, I created a Spotify playlist for Never Settle, my book, as a way to kind of promote the book way back when we were just getting ready to release the book early August.
I love the playlist.
It's so good, man. It's, yeah, if you guys are probably, I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you know what my music taste is. It's 90s country. It's classic country. It's Chief. It's Justin. It's all my boys. There's a little bit of old school rap in there. There's a lot of great 80s songs in there. By the way, RIP Eddie Money. Eddie passed away, and we can get into that in a minute. Rick Ocasek from the Cars. He passes away. We can get into that in a minute. Some of the most iconic songs ever. Who's Going to Drive You Home? I mean, that's one of the most iconic songs of my youth. And it's still amazing. That's the thing about music. I'm so envious of how these songs come from these minds. These melodies come from these minds. These lyrics come from these minds, and they are able to transcend eras. They're able to transcend fads. They're able to transcend the passage of time. And If I Could Walk on Water transcends time. Who's Going to Drive You Home transcends time. These are iconic minds and stars of 80s rock music that just left such an indelible mark on me. And as I wrote back to the book, I mean, I wrote in the book that we were roller skating one time. It was my 42nd birthday, and Lainey and I took our kids roller skating. And as we're roller skating, I was whisked back in time to a simpler time for me when I was their age roller skating. And you know, you're making your way and you're having a blast and you're reliving what those moments are like and you're extremely nostalgic. And then Journey comes on. When Journey comes on, everybody who is 25 and older is singing it at the top of their lungs, right? I would sing the lyrics, but Travis and I can't afford them.
Yeah, we don't have that kind of money. I mean, I remember.
We don't have that kind of paper.
I knew Journey when I was in high school.
I mean, it is. It's, you know, you're going around in a circle and Don't Stop Believing comes on. You sing it. I mean, I don't care. I don't care if you're driving down the highway. I don't care if you're in an elevator. I don't care if you're on an airplane. I don't care if you're at your pool. Don't Stop Believing comes on. Man, you're pumping your fist in the air.
You're doing the guitar solo.
And it lives and it continues to live. It's eternal. It's a copyright. And it was released in 1981. I was five.
I wasn't even born yet.
My kids, like I have 13, 10, and 7. And Lainey and I are skating around in a circle at Fry's Roller Rink out here in Concord, the last bastion of that rite of passage for our youths is the skating rink. And Don't Stop Believing comes on, and I'm singing my ass off, man. And my kids are looking at me like, what? Like I'm embarrassing them, like, Daddy, what are you doing? But what my hope is that someday when they're at a wedding, whether it's their wedding or a friend's wedding or they're at an event and that song comes on because it's gonna, they just might be taken back in time in their souls to Fry's Roller Rink when they were with mom and dad when they heard that song. That's the beauty of it. It's a transition. It's a portal to take you back to a sweeter moment. And that's why music is so wonderful. And that was a hell of a right-hand turn going down a rabbit hole. But that's what I love about music. And I'm completely unabashed in letting it move me because there's few things in my life that make me feel like that. That allow me that emotional release. And it's beautiful. There's this song, man. There's this, this is going to be interesting for people. There's a Public Enemy song called Shut Them Down. I don't know if you're familiar with this song, Travis, but I love that song. And it came on the other day. It's on that Spotify playlist I was talking about. If y'all have Spotify, by the way, Travis reminded me that you guys can get Marty Smith's America on Spotify. If you so choose, that can be your avenue to listen to the podcast.
And if you want to find this post that Marty's talking about, just search Never Settle by Marty Smith.
Yep, Never Settle by Marty Smith within Spotify. And that algorithm will take you over there. And it's everything from, of course, there's plenty of church in it. A lot of Alabama, Dixieland Delight, Carolina in My Mind by James Taylor, She Don't Know She's Beautiful, Sammy Kershaw, The Weight, The Band, Living on a Prayer by Jovi, To Make You Feel My Love, Garth Brooks, which was actually my wedding song, Old Hippie by the Bellamy Brothers, Candle in the Wind, Elton John, the 97 version after Princess Diana passed away. What a stunning moment when he sang that. Lost and Found by Brooks and Dunn. I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For. U2, Luckenbach, Texas. Waylon, Someday, Steve Earle. Lose Yourself, Eminem. Country State of Mind, Hank Jr. I'm Gonna Be Somebody, Travis Tritt. On and on and on and on and on. These are the songs that move me. Speaking of Tritt, I got on that airplane in Nashville coming home from Fort Campbell. And the algorithm, I've just learned this word. I like saying that word. It prompted me within Spotify to play Travis Tritt's record Country Club. And so I played that album and man, what a record. I mean, what an unbelievable record. If y'all have forgotten how good that record is and you're a 90s country fan like I am, go back and listen to that thing because you will be moved. I'm going to turn it on when I get done with the podcast here with Travis. I wanted to take a second to discuss Eddie Money. We should have Jimmy Johnson on one day. We need to do that, man. I need to get some of my NASCAR buddies on here and tell our old lies.
Some of them probably can't be told.
There's a hell of a lot of them that can't be told. Many years ago, Jimmy Johnson did a thing with Lowe's Home Improvement Warehouse, his sponsor, former sponsor, where they did this thing called Jimmy Jam, where Jimmy would do an appearance and sign a bunch of autographs for the crowd, and he and I would do a conversation on stage, big Q&A, and then we'd introduce a singer or a band. And Eddie Money did that, did it one time, did the Jimmy Jam one time. And in my basement, in my bar, I have a guitar that was given to me last year by David Sutphen, who's an executive at Lowe's. They'd had it in a closet of memorabilia from the Lowe's racing days. And it's a signed Gibson guitar, electric guitar, and Jimmy signed one part of it, and Eddie Money signed the other part of it. And I have Eddie Money's records, man. Like, he has some awesome songs. That dude was a rock and roll star. And when he passed away the other day, he was only 70. When he passed away the other day, it just hit me like, man, Eddie Money. I mean, if I could walk on water, 2 tickets to paradise. You kidding me, man? I mean, that's rock and roll, dude. R.I.P., man. R.I.P. So we've gone down a 30-minute rabbit hole, Travis. What are we at right now?
We're pretty far in, and what's crazy is I had no idea we were going to go this way, but that's what I love about our planning, which is zero planning. I think we're good.
Okay. Well, there you go, guys. I appreciate you listening. This is the Entertainment and Sports Programming Network, and you just got some entertainment, I think, because you certainly didn't get any sports. I do, though, want to thank our guys over there at Fort Campbell again, and you'll hear a lot more about them as we progress through the fall towards Veterans Day and after Veterans Day. They left a mark on me that I can't wait to really dive into. Thank you to the 5th Special Forces Group, to our Green Berets. Thank you to the 101st Airborne. I felt some emotions and whatnot that I hadn't felt when I was there. And I can't wait to dive into those with you guys. So thank them. I'm so appreciative that they had us out. And I can't wait for you guys to watch our Veterans Day special coming up here in November. Thanks so much to Louise for giving Travis and I the platform. I always appreciate spending this time with him. We have some great guests coming up here real soon. Can't wait for you guys to hear about that and hear their stories. We've not had a guest in some time now, and that's by design. It's by design. We've tried to do a little bit different podcast than we had done early on. And one of the reasons is because you guys seem to be receptive to that. You enjoy just hearing about our time. Please hit us up and let us know at Travis Rockhold, at Marty Smith ESPN. Go subscribe, rate, and review, because that helps us. It lets our sponsors know that you care and that you're listening, and it helps keep this thing free for your consumption. Thanks so much to Dan. Speaking of the New York Times bestseller thing, floored me. That's another story for another time. But I heard individually from Mike Ryan, Stu Gotts, Dan Lebatard, Scott Van Pelt. I heard Randy Scott. I heard individually from these folks who gave me the platforms that allowed me to get the awareness out there of what actually this book was. I can try all day on social media and all that stuff, but when your friends invest in you that way, it's very humbling.
And what you kind of snuck that in there, you didn't announce it to people listening may not know, Never Settle is a New York Times bestseller, officially.
It is.
Which is awesome.
Man, I'll get into those emotions. I think that's a conversation I want to have McGee on. Maybe McGee and I can kind of flush out what that means. Maybe I'll have Gene Wojciechowski on as well. Gene has accomplished that before. He has a new book, by the way. Y'all should go get it. Gene did an amazing book with Bob Stoops, the former coach at Oklahoma. And it's a tremendous book. I now have it. I cannot wait to dive into it. I'm going to do that on my flight to Houston this weekend. SEC Nation's headed to College Station for the Auburn Texas A&M game. Wow, we get one of the best ones of the weekend. I can't wait to see Georgia host Notre Dame. I can't wait to be at Auburn A&M. And listen, if y'all are in College Station or y'all are in that area, come out to SEC Nation, 9 a.m. local, 10 a.m. Eastern, and show out, man. Let's do it. I'm having a blast doing that show. I don't know what the hell I'm doing yet, but I'm trying. I'll never be outworked. I'm trying. Y'all make sure that you support the Levitard and Friends Podcast Network. Make sure you go listen to That's What She Said with Sarah Spain. She always has great guests. Listen to the Mina Kimes Show. Not that Mina needs the promotion. I think she's one of the top podcasts in all of sports on the globe. So she's just killing it, man. I'm so proud of her and the career she's built and continues to build. She's everywhere. So y'all go support them, please. Thanks so much to our law enforcement officials, our first responders, 9/11. I was watching during the 9/11 coverage, man. I was watching Tom Rinaldi did a piece years ago on Wells Crowther, and speaking of books, Tom has a New York Times best-selling book called The Red Bandana. If y'all have not read that book, I implore you to do so. Selflessness in this life comes in many forms, but running back into a building and making sure that you're there for others in need when that building is burning and about to fall down is a level of selflessness that is indescribable. And I want you guys to read that book. Tom is the greatest storyteller of our time, and he's the standard by which guys like McGee, Gene, myself, and not just ESPN, throughout sports journalism, Tom is the standard by which we're all measured. And this is some of his greatest work. As I was watching all the 9/11 coverage and the amazing tributes, I happened upon the documentary film called 9/11, and these French brothers, Jules and Gideon, forgive me if I'm mispronouncing their names, I very well might be, they had put together this opportunity with FDNY. And it's also, so it's filmmaker James Hanlon. I'm actually looking this up real time as I'm chatting. Filmmaker James Hanlon and the Naudet brothers, or Naudet, I presume it's Naudet, were given permission by the New York City Fire Department to film a documentary about a probationary firefighter. Their subject was Antonios Benitatos, who was assigned to Engine 7 Ladder 1 Battalion 1 on Duane Street in Lower Manhattan. They had intended to make the film about that young man's first experiences as a firefighter. And this was before September 11th. So on the morning of September 11th, that firehouse, under the direction of Battalion Chief Joseph Pfeiffer, was called out on a reported odor of gas at Church and Lispinard, I think is correct, Lispinard Streets. So Jules, one of the brothers, rode with Pfeiffer to investigate, and Gideon stayed at the firehouse to film the probationary firefighter. So as those Battalion 1 firefighters examined that gas leak, American Airlines Flight 11 flew over their heads. And Jules turned his camera to follow the plane straight into the North Tower. So these brothers, these filmmakers, the brothers and Hanlon, James Hanlon, were immersed and embedded with Battalion 1 as they responded to 9/11, man. And they're in the towers as this stuff's falling down, and it's the most harrowing footage I've seen. And I couldn't turn it off. And I was moved once again. Lainey and I sat there and watched this, man, speechless. And you're reminded of the sacrifice, and you're reminded of the selflessness of our law enforcement officials, of our firefighters, of our first responders. And we tend to forget about their work. They are heroes, man. Every single day. Every day, they're heroes. And I'm appreciative of them. If you've not seen that documentary film, it's called 9/11 by James Hanlon and the Naudet brothers. I urge you to go watch that too. It cannot be more obvious how heroic our fighters and first responders were that day. It's just harrowing. And, I'm going to go watch the whole thing again myself. So thank you to our law enforcement officials and our first responders and our firemen and our public servants all over the place, all over this land. You're appreciated. And of course, the same goes for our military, where I started this conversation today. We are free, y'all. Free, 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 man. We have freedom. Thank you to our military for preserving that. To those men in World War II who fought that war, our world wouldn't look like it looks if they didn't win that thing. If they didn't go over there and fight on those foreign shores for us. And our Vietnam vets who did not receive the proper welcome home, and our Korean War vets who sometimes feel forgotten, and our Gulf War vets and those in the current conflict. We're fighting a war right now, man. And we go and do and be. It's what we do over here. So I'm so appreciative of that sacrifice, and I'll get into that more this fall. Thank y'all for your time today. That was not what Travis or I had anticipated this would be about, but that's where we went. Have an amazing day and an amazing week. That's Marty Smith's America, Volume 71.